Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, of course, your past life and what you've done in the past, as a child, growing up as a teenager, or a young adult, affects what's happening to you today. It forms your life. It helps you understand what to do and what not to do. And think about it. Think about the biggest mistake that you made as a young person. What was that? When you made that mistake, were you criticized for it? Did people tell you you should have been more thoughtful? Did people put you in a position where they embarrassed you because you made the mistake? Did you say to yourself, I'm never going to do that again? And the years went by, and you grew up, and you became a business person, and all of a sudden you realize that in business, mistakes are more common than one would think. Even the most successful people make mistakes. And how do you prevent yourself from making mistakes in business? Well, you don't do anything. You hide under your desk all day. And of course, that's a mistake because the world will pass you by. Mistakes can be business profit in disguise. Now, we need to be careful that we don't make the big mistake that costs us everything. But if we're not out there, if we're not testing things out, if we're not seeing what the marketplace will do, if we're not hiring people, if we're not taking calculated risks on hiring people, marketing plans, decisions that we're going to make, 1,000 different things, then we are not going to be the success that we want to be. Mistakes are an accumulation of education. Mistakes put you in a position where you understand what not to do. And when you understand what not to do, it's just as important as understanding what to do. You have to understand what the limits are, what the boundaries are. You have to test those limits. You have to test those boundaries. If you don't test the limits and boundaries, how can you progress forward? How can you be better than the competition? So we certainly want to have a strong, solid core business. We want to have everything going the way it should go. We want things to be right. And we need to say to ourselves, well, things are going pretty well. I'm running this business and it's working really well and I'm really proud of myself. I've built something here. Now, where do I go from here? How do I take a chance? I might not be right when I take that chance. I might make a mistake. Of course you might. And you almost have to, because if you're not making enough mistakes, you are not being successful enough. Mistakes will teach you what you need to know. They'll build you, they'll build your brain into a strong thought process. It's almost like if you were lifting weights and trying to build muscle, mistakes will help you build business muscle in your head and get you to understand how to think things through, what to look for, what to do, and how not to make mistakes in the future. And then when we really understand how to ask ourselves the right questions so we get the results that we're looking for, well, we make fewer and fewer mistakes. We're more and more successful. So don't be afraid to be aggressive. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there, making sure that it's a calculated risk, and we know what's going to happen if the idea, if the plan doesn't work out. You will become a phenomenal success because you will not be afraid. You will be right out there creating a business that's one that will be proud of and one that will be very, very profitable. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.